Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. February the 1st, 2012. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're also in our chat room, which I just managed to get into. Good morning, everybody. It looks like it's a little rain out there. We'll get to that in just a second. Bad Bob, you're here.
Yep, and enjoying a little bit of change in the weather. Not a lot of water out of this one. We could certainly use a few more dumperoos like we've had, but the roads are a bit slick, so be careful on your way in.
Yes, we do need dumperoos.
Dumperoos. Now, I don't think I've heard that one in a long time.
That's a weather service term.
Weather service term. Now, speaking of somebody that's not a dumperoo, she's a Lollapaloo.
Okay.
It's Linda.
Lollapaloo. Oh, gosh, you guys. I guess it's one of those days. It's kind of a, you know, donkey-do, howdy-do, and good morning. It's the 1st of February. I think there's the celebration in the air for that. 49 degrees if you just are tuning in. It is warmer today than yesterday, even though it's raining outside, and we've got the forecast is going to 59 degrees with a mostly clear evening. Looks like we're going to clear up with the temperatures going to be around 38 tonight. Tomorrow, a forecast, a sunny day with a mostly clear evening. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Now, I know you've been waiting.
All right. We have been.
On this day in 1901, in Cadiz, could be Cadiz, but I think it's Cadiz, Ohio. Do you guys know?
Cadiz.
William Clark Gable, King of the Movies, was born. Of course, he wasn't born King of the Movies. That came later, some 33 years later, to be more precise. Just as Hollywood was making the transition from silent movies to talkies, Clark Gable was making his first movie, Painted Desert. It was 1931, and he wasn't anywhere near being king. In fact, they thought his ears looked too big. So he obviously didn't listen to people telling him, this is a perfect story about the little train that couldn't. Somebody said, your ears are too big. So he made 20 films with leading ladies like Jean Harlow, Greta Garbo, and Joan Crawford, winning the coveted Academy Award for Best Actor for his performance in It Happened One Night.
And not for
Gone with the Wind.
There you go.
The year was 1934, and a new romantic screen idol and King of the Movies was born. So it also stint in the Air Force, and two decades of films followed. The last just before he died, The Misfits, opposite Marilyn Monroe. After 30 years, Clark Gable was still the leading man, King of the Movies.
And his wife, Carol Lombard, was killed in an airplane wreck during World War II on a bond. She was going out to raise money by selling bonds. And what happened is she was killed in a plane wreck. He, after that, just devastated him. He joined the Air Force and flew several missions over Germany in combat. So,
and those were the days when the entire country, you know, rubber, and women worked while the men were away, and the whole country got behind our country. It was a beautiful time, and we're searching and praying for that patriotism. And we know many of you that are listening feel very strongly about being proud to be an American, and so on and so forth. Anyway, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondek. Good morning, and what is happening right now with our Market Minute?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over a half hour into today's trading, and the markets are sharply higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 127 points at 12,761. The S&P 500 adding 13 points at 1325, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 19 points at 2833. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 153 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 18 cents at 731, Ford up 4 cents at 1246, AT&T up 45 cents at 2986, while General Electric's adding 34 cents at $19.05. Of local interest, PG&E up 32 cents at $40.98, Safeway's down a dime at $21.88, and North Valley Bank down 26 cents at $9.68. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.83%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.23%. Oil's up 37 cents a barrel at $98.85, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $7.47 an ounce at $17.44.51. Silver's up 60 cents an ounce at $33.75. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We do our Wells Fargo Advisors come in and talk to us about what's going on in the market at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And again in the afternoon, they're out on Park Marina Drive. And they've got a clear, concise grasp of what's going on in the market every morning.
So we're
going
to take a break, and thank you so much. And by the way, thank you for all of the wonderful messages about the interview article, Q&A with Carl and I in the Enjoy magazine. Tracy Hedge was the name of the photographer, and we were up at Anselmo's. It was a beautiful day, and we appreciate that. We're going to take a break right now. Coming up, we have so much to cover. Carl's rant, you don't want to go anywhere. KCNR 1460. This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBott, 7:14 in the morning. It's February 1st. Can you believe January went by so fast, kiddo?
Cannot believe it. February is, 28 days? There's a lot to... oh, gosh, we're getting closer and closer to the presidential.
Romney wins big last night. Beat everybody by several points. The closest one to him was Gingrich, and he beat him by 16 points. I wonder what that means. Gingrich takes South Carolina. Romney takes Florida big. Santorum and Paul are both were behind them by quite a way. The Santorum is saying that you've got to not vote for Gingrich because Gingrich then will become, if he runs for office, he becomes the issue and not the issues themselves. Romney has more delegates now for the convention, but it's going to be interesting. You know, the Democrats, every time they have a debate, Democrats just kind of like drool on themselves because they're just writing down what everybody says about each other so they could recall it later. Dan Issa is saying he's going to hold the Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt if he continues to stonewall on Fast and Furious. Now, remember, Fast and Furious was the firearms, Department of Firearms, what was it?
ATF.
Yeah, ATF. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thanks for getting along here. Okay. The ATF walked about 2,000-3,000 weapons across the border without letting the police know, without letting the Mexican government know. The whole thing was handled terribly. We had Americans, we had an American agent killed with these weapons. We've had, who knows, countless others killed with these. And Issa, who is trying to find out, well, who knew about this? Who okayed this? This thing was stupid. Even the agents in the field that knew about it, that were in the planning or on it, and said, no, you don't want to do this. This is wrong. Well, the ones who have said that have been summarily moved or fired over this whole thing. The whole issue has been handled so poorly, and Holder is stonewalling. So he says, fine, I'll just hold you in contempt. And frankly, if Holder has something to do with this, and he is just trying to hang on to the election, I hold him in contempt too. I hold him, it's contemptible, first of all, to have a plan like this, and then stonewall it after so many people have been killed for the election. What else?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what else. Oh, this is something that I think really affects all of us. It's one of our biggest social networks. We do email and we do Facebook. I mean, some of us tweet. Bob, I got to get your way in here. Carl and I want to know if Facebook, which is supposed to be revealed today, if it does go
for the
public,
initial public offering, yeah, the IPO,
are you going to still Facebook?
I have steadily over the last 6 months.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. Reduced, what happens now?
Okay, they're preparing to offer their initial public offering. And whenever this happens, companies change. And I think that the expectations, I think that there is a very real chance that people are going to basically take the money and run. Where the money in Facebook comes from is, of course, all the personal information that you reveal about yourself that is just a gold mine for marketers. And I think if that becomes more overt, Facebook will become the next MySpace. Who remembers MySpace anymore? I think right. That's going to happen to Facebook.
There'll be
I think
flat,
it will run its course.
It will. It's been 8 years, it's been 8 years.
Do you know who they had on in a commercial last night? You remember when they did Facebook? These two twins from Harvard or Yale, wherever they were at, had come up with the idea, and they end up getting millions of dollars from the guy that did Facebook.
They're the Winklevosses.
They're in a commercial, and they're standing there looking at each other at pistachios. And they said, well, you know, if we do it like this, this could work. And the other one looks at him and says, well, look, we better do this quick before somebody steals the idea.
Ooh.
Ooh. The Business Times notes that since Mark Zuckerberg founded Facebook 8 years ago, shares have been transferred to early partners and even competitors such as Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss. Okay, these are the guys you're talking about, whose characters were depicted, of course, in the film Social Network, which was a great film. But others also who own pieces of Facebook, including Hong Kong tycoon Lai Ka-shing, PayPal founder Peter Thiel, LinkedIn CEO Reid Hoffman, and Zynga CEO Mark Pincus. So if they do, I guess they're taking the rest of them, I think, and trying to see today. It should be a five. They're looking at that. It could, if they go public, it could make up to $5 billion.
Well, where's the 99%ers on all this?
I don't know. some of them are in Oakland burning flags. But, okay, let's talk about the vet's home. You know, last week we just had a lot of consternation because of the letter written by the director of veteran affairs, who I met while I was down there, and his deputy at the meeting on Friday. And frankly, his admin, he told us to kind of like, hey, you know, your veterans just suck it up. Well, that's what he said in the letter. Well, let me tell you how many upset people were there. And they were upset for a number of reasons. And a number of reasons was nobody really had time to organize people to come there. And so they had it the same day as they had that mini stand down where they were helping veterans. So many veterans were over there trying to help out with the homeless veteran issue. So, but there were still 70 people there. You had Senator LaMalfa, Nielsen, John Dixon, who speaks with big voice and tongue. You had all types of other organizations that were there. And essentially what they said was that it's you're fried. Yes, they're having we are going to have when the budget comes through. But what the bottom line is they said, you need to organize. Now, this is what the head of the VA of California says. Well, he didn't really say it. It was his spokesman that said it. Maybe because I got there a little bit late. He looked like, you know, it was just, this guy was a major general in the Army. And his assistant, the woman there who was a deputy there, was a brigadier general. They looked like they'd been beat up. Well, they should. You know, the question is, well, what's enough? Well, you have to go out there and organize yourselves, you veterans, to come out and make something and say something to the assembly and to the Senate. Really? We have to organize ourselves. Well, how many is enough? Is it 500? Is it 1,000? Is 10,000? What is it? Is it emails? Is it letters? Why don't you tell us? And what's it going to take for you two who are officers in the military, and I presume they were leaders, I'm not sure, what's it going to take for you two to stand up and walk into the office and say, look, you're not treating the veterans right. You've got enough money in this damn budget to open up those two homes. And if you don't, we resign. Now, how much pressure is that? Now, do I think they're going to do that? Nah. Why? Well, getting paid $180,000 a year. They were handpicked to take this job. Why? Probably because they don't rock the boat. The bottom line is, so we have to organize ourselves. So we have to get maybe a convoy from around this state to head to L.A. And they saw me afterwards. This is their communication guy says to me, if you get up there and you get 500, 600 people, that makes a huge difference. He says the domestic workers show up every month. The unions show up every month. If the veterans could come up there one time, that would make a big difference. So I'm thinking to myself, okay. So we show up that one time. What difference is it going to make? Well, maybe we need to show them that we care about what happens to us, even if he doesn't.
These two are leaders, right? I think that high-pitched whirring sound we hear is MacArthur spinning in his grave.
Yeah. Well, I got to take a break now. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. The vet's home is too important to leave to politicians. We'll be back in a second.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Wow, that was, we went out fast on that bump music. I don't know what to do with myself. It just like dropped. 49 degrees downtown, KCNR 1460. And
this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Coffee special for the month is chocolate truffle mocha and white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of hot drink for $3. And it happens, that's good through February. Also, the Humidor, they're offering the Partagas, the natural cigar, free with the purchase of three Black Large cigars from Partagas. And buy three Macanudo Large cigars and get a free one. Also, they're collecting, down at Tobacco and Brew, they're collecting old or damaged American flags. So, if you got one down there, take it, and they'll make sure that it is handled with dignity and respect in the disposal of that flag. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And before we have to go to our Fox News break, did you ever go to Graceland when you lived in Tennessee?
Never.
You never took the tour?
I'm sorry, I did not drink the Kool-Aid about Elvis.
Well, I wasn't a huge fan of Elvis. Of course, his music spanned, you know, throughout my life. However, I did go to Graceland on the way back to Nashville years ago, probably, 10 years, 15 years ago, and it was a really wonderful experience. Well, just to share with you that today, I mean, it's 44 years ago, or actually 44, it's the 35th anniversary of Elvis's death.
Really, today?
Today. And
where were you when Elvis died?
It's the 34th anniversary, but it was 44 years ago today that Lisa Marie Presley was born, and they are doing a new exhibit at Graceland that's about her life as an infant on, and the relationship that they've had. All this stuff is coming out of the vaults now, you know, that she's decided, I want to go back, and she said she never would come home very much and visit the house because it had such, such memories.
Poignant memories.
Yes, but I really commend the family for all that they've done to keep his memory alive, and it really is an amazing trip to take.
He is worth 10 times as much now a year than he ever was while he was alive.
Do you know how many people visit Graceland a year?
2 million.
600,000.
Okay, I was really wrong.
According to their statistics.
Well,
I was there in 1995.
That's a lot of people walk through that.
So it was 1995, because I still have a cup. But I was there in 1995, the day of the week, there's a whole week before his death, that is Elvis week. And I was on my way back to Nashville, not knowing that when I thought, oh, I'm just going to go drop in to Graceland, that the town was absolutely sold out. There was one room left, and I got the room. So it was great. Wonderful experience. And he was a wonderful singer. And, he's one of those guys that was a culmination of so many different kinds of styles that came together and just was inventive, you know, as far as just coming out with something that was brand new. So this is our little arts moment to pay homage.
Are you giving something back?
Also, I don't know. I think there was a letter to the editor over the weekend about the play Come Back, Little Sheba, and that he had gone to the Riverfront Playhouse, and he was so amazed with how wonderful the talent scene is here. And I thought that was really nice to read a letter to the editor from somebody who was really moved from a local production. That was great. So I also want to share with you, or we want to share with you, that we've got four complimentary passes. That's four tickets for our media night, which is February 10th, for a caller right now, 605-4567. That's 605-4567. We're going to give you four tickets, four free passes to go see Come Back, Little Sheba. It is a very good drama. And again, that's for February 10th. So give us a call. We'd love to give you those tickets.
You know, the chat room here is very cynical. When I was talking about how Tobacco and Brew will handle your older damaged flags with dignity. And the comment was, or you can give them to Occupy Oakland. They'll burn your flag for you. Except let them burn the made in China plastic flags.
Wow.
This is, you know, you guys are so tough here. But you know what? It's true. You know, I mean, I ranted about that one yesterday. About, you know, I would be interested to see what our group here in Occupy Reading, what they think about that. You know, we've had them on the show before. I think I'll give them a call today. What do you think about them burning the flag down in Oakland? Does that harm your movement, you might think? Hey, we got to run here. We got news, and we're coming back. We're talking Eat Dessert First, one of our favorite times.
It's a fundraiser. We can't wait to share what's going on in the minds of what they're doing with Eat Dessert First. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green on Wall Street. Positive manufacturing data from China and Europe helping to lift markets here at home. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is climbing 97 points. Meanwhile, job growth in the private sector slowed last month after a sharp gain in December. According to payroll processing firm ADP, 170,000 jobs were added. Despite the gain, January's employment figures fell short of Wall Street expectations. This comes ahead of Friday's big monthly employment report from the government. And automakers reporting monthly sales figures today, Ford posting a 7% gain from a year ago. The increase was driven higher by sales of its Focus model, which had its best January performance since 2003. Chrysler also posting its best January performance in 4 years, thanks to its Jeep brand. Sales jumped 44% compared to the same time last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gao poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Lucky Ladies. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. No one. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Mike Huber from Estate Granite on Man's Search for the Ultimate Roaster.
The Ultimate Lucky Roaster. Have you been afraid to smoke your dinner? It's easier than you think. With my roaster, you can have your meat and eat it too in under an hour and a half. The most flavorful smoked meat, the ultimate way to cook your favorite. Hung on 304 stainless steel hooks with lots of room to do four tri-tips or four chickens or four of your favorite rack of ribs. With the best flavor possible, have you heard of an ugly roaster? Well, this is not ugly. Made to order with your team's favorite colors for the ultimate backyard or tailgate experience. The fully polished barrel is my favorite for the hunter in mind. All finished with high temperature, lasting durability paint. And because we make each roaster from recycled metals, each one is unique. So call today for your personalized roaster, 241 Stone, 241-7866. And ask about our granite fire pit tables.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858. Member FDIC.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:35 in the morning, February the 1st. I think it's like 40 degrees out there. Is it hotter than that?
No, it's 49 degrees.
49 degrees. I'm just looking at what's written up on the board there.
Well, that's the key.
530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. And for you who have want to see what we look like in here, we're on livestream.com. Just hit
Free Fire. It's three cameras.
Free Fire Media.
Our guests are like,
and our guests are waving right now.
Glad we woke up and put on our jewelry.
Yes.
Anyway, we were talking earlier about earlier in the program, not only this morning, but yesterday, about how, you know, always keep your contacts updated because you never know. Life is short. And that's exactly what you're saying. It's the fifth annual Life is Short, Eat Dessert First. And it's going to be a fundraiser. All about chocolate indulgence, but it is for the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And with us this morning are two wonderful ladies that are so involved in our community. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Okay, so I want you to introduce yourself in a little bit. We'll start with you, Christina.
I'm Christina Liedebrand. I'm the Special Events Coordinator at Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
Okay.
And lean in a little bit there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a soft voice. And Bob just rammed it all the way up on the
No,
for
it's
the
only
sound.
In the morning that it's soft. I haven't had any caffeine yet.
And she's in pink and polka dots. That's Christina. Okay. And then?
And I'm Michelle Martin-Strebe with the Record Searchlight. Okay. And we bring Eat Dessert First to the community, and we partner with somebody every year. And this year it's going to be Turtle Bay Exploration Park, especially the the educational program. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. So now let's talk about what the event, let's give us a visual of the event and the proceeds from the event. Of course, this is wonderful. We always support the Record Searchlight. We think you guys, you know, we use some of your information. We talk to your people. And
great.
So there you
good.
Go.
Yay.
Absolutely.
No, we love
a
local paper.
Your paper.
Bruce
always.
Ross stopped in just yesterday or the day before just to stop by and
nice
say hello when he was grabbing a burrito from
and if you have something you don't like, say it as well because it's, you know, but anyway, that's that. So Record Searchlight, thank you for partnering with Turtle Bay. And so what does this look like? What does this Eat Dessert First? How did that concept happen?
Well, we brought this to the community 5 years ago. Our publisher, Shauna Cannon, had been involved in a similar activity when she was at a different property in Hawaii. And there, I think it was like the Junior League or Rotary did it. And she said, let's do it here just around Valentine's Day. So we said, okay, let's go for it. So basically what we do is we take over Turtle Bay Museum. We set up about 11 different dessert tables. We have five major sponsors, and they put out beautiful displays of desserts. And then we have a number of restaurants, bakeries, and caterers who deliver hundreds of desserts to us so that we have literally thousands and thousands of bite-sized desserts throughout the museum. People pay $20. They walk in. They see a transformed museum. And they walk from table to table, and they can sample all kinds of things. They can get champagne or milk or coffee to have with their dessert. We have lots of ice cream and gelato to go with it. And then when they need to take a rest, we have, you know, benches and areas where they can take a rest, and then which they do. And in about 15 minutes, they're ready to do it again, and they take another circuit around and try some more. And then they also can enjoy some of the exhibits. Especially this one will be the Dr. Seuss exhibit will be open for our guests that night.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. And then, when they want to take a break, they can buy lots of raffle tickets and enjoy the Dutch raffle, which is a major moneymaker during this event. So it's a blast. And, you know, I have to say, I'm amazed at the types of people who come. We have all generations who come. We have moms and daughters. We have lots of date nights. We have young people who come. They think this is a cool thing to bring their young date. And, you know, that's great. We're just so eager to see everybody is represented at this.
Well, you know what I have in my hand here is two tickets to Eat Dessert First. Mm-hmm. They're $20 value a piece. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a great exhibit.
You guys brought those in this morning. That's really sweet.
To give away. So we're going to give them away to the first caller. You give us a call at 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And you get two tickets to go to Life is Short, Eat Dessert First.
This is
chocolate
a wonderful
indulgences, delicious desserts, exhibitions, Wednesday, February 8th. Oh, right. The phones are ringing.
Yes, everyone, we'll find that name out. We're going to have to take a break when we come back. Christina Lita Brown, I want to talk about more about Turtle Bay and what's going on. And Stretch?
Stretch, Bob's writing.
Is that what you're saying?
Stretch? Bob's writing.
Okay, so Christina. Tell us more about what's going on with the educational programs at Turtle Bay, and that's what the funds are going for.
Yes, exactly. Yes. The funds raised from this event go to support the educational programs. We do a lot of educational programs throughout the year. One of our most popular ones is called Family Second Saturday. It's obviously the second Saturday of the month, every month, and it's a themed day, and sometimes it's based on the exhibitions that we have, and then sometimes it's just based on things that are fun. And, I mean, we've done, like, magnet days and nanoscience days and that sort of thing. And they're free to the public, so, you know, with your admission. So if you're a member, you know, we have a lot of people that are members and specifically come to this Family Second Saturdays. We also have Science Saturdays, which is the third Saturday of the month, and those are science-themed little projects. And a lot of times we have the teen volunteers will set up tables in the classroom and do science experiments with our guests. And it's really a lot of fun. It's a chance to be hands-on in the museum and, you know, learn new things. And they're really, really, really a lot of fun.
Very educational.
Oh, I know definitely.
We were there for the fly fishing opening and recommend that to everybody.
The Art
of
Deception.
So excited to see the Dr. Seuss opening. And, of course, the evening of February 8th, it will be open.
Yes,
so
it will.
Your $20 ticket to support Turtle Bay and eat dessert and be involved in the raffles, you get to see the Dr. Seuss event as well. Right. George, you are the winner of the tickets.
Woohoo! Yay!
George, yeah, I love it. And I, you know what? It's always fun to see who calls in. You just never know.
Just come on down to 1326 Market Street.
And we'll have those under your name.
Before noon, if you can.
Okay,
any
guys,
day.
Thank you so much for being here. I'll be there Wednesday night for the Desserts First. And tickets are sold at Tops, Cold Stone Creamery, Sweet Spot, Sandy Specialties, Turtle Bay Visiting Center, of course, Friends of the Library Bookstore, which is inside the Reading Library. How about Record Search Light?
Yes, yes.
Eat Dessert First.
Reading.com.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get you also an ability to buy tickets.
Got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, tickets are going fast, so get yours today.
Yeah, we have a limited number, so
we'll be
we
there.
Won't be selling them at the door. You have to get them in advance.
Okay.
Right.
Well, George, congratulations. I better get tickets from you guys today, too. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Got to take a break.
All right. Thanks, gals.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll
all
be
right
back in a minute. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening? It's time again for the 25th Annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only 40
$40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for eight with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Premier West Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Trilogy Architecture, and Gloria Spiegel.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:46 in the morning, February the 1st. 48 degrees out there and it's raining. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. What can I say? Mike Huber. Give him a call at 241-7866. If you're trying to spruce up your bath, your kitchen, your outside, you want a new type of barbecue grill that this man makes, it is absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely functional.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl is coming up. You could get one, in fact, for
the
Super Bowl.
Really trying
you
to...
could get one in your team colors. Get that.
He'll make it for you.
Yeah, he'll make it for you. This is great. But just the what he does, though, with rock and granite, I'm sorry, marble and granite, is just beautiful. Mike Huber, give him a call. 241-STONE, 241-7866.
Well, when he was talking about making this barbecue, he talked about hanging meat. Now, I know you like to cook ribs and stuff, but I've never seen you hang meat
like that. No, it's a different way of doing it, mm-hmm. it hangs over the fire and it drips down.
Ooh.
Which is it looks really good. I think we're going to have to pick one up from him. Hey, you know, we got some good news here. Bank of Commerce and Tri-County Bank both posted gains in their profits this year.
Wow.
They made money. Is that great? Local banks make good. They recorded a second quarter increase in earnings. And that's, you know what, in this type of economy, that is super. And they're local Bank of Commerce. So congratulations, guys. Not such good news. Great Outdoors, which is a sporting goods company. Not sporting goods, but a hunting and fishing and all that.
Dear.
The one down off Hartnell. And or Bocelli, Churn Creek.
Yes,
you got it. Churn Creek and Bocelli is closing
next to where the donuts are.
That's right. Yeah, it's, and we're sorry to hear that. But he said, as the owner says, is that he sees the this big store coming in,
in the next, I guess in the next year, that new big sporting goods store. I don't even know what the name of it is, but I've heard about it's coming down there where the, in the big mall down there
Okay.
Fill in the blanks. Down by the freeway. Let me start all over again here. It's the mall down there that had the big department store that closed.
Okay, we are now we are talking Hilltop.
Hilltop.
Gotchalks or what
Gotchalks,
was the other
this
one?
Where Gotchalks is.
Okay, that was before
just
you were
give
here.
Me a break here.
Oh no, we rang the bell there one time when right before
That's
it closed.
Right.
We rang the bell there at Christmas for Salvation Army.
Well, it's called the Sportsman's Warehouse. It's supposedly coming to there. That's why. Down off of Hilltop.
Got it.
And that's going to be a tough sell because they have a lot of stuff. But you know what? It still doesn't mean that you don't shop local. Again, go local. Stay local. Yeah, go to a big box store if you can't find it in your local store. Okay. We just got an email saying they want us to remind of our Veterans Collaborative held today at the library at noon. They're going to have information concerning the homeless veterans and new facilities to serve them. So that's today at the library at noon. The Veterans Collaborative is going to happen, and they have this on a regular basis. They're going to have information concerning homeless veterans and the new facilities to help them. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got a couple other things that we're looking at. And can you imagine that Governor Brown has actually raised $1.7 million to mount a campaign so he can raise our taxes? I'm not making this up. I am not making this up. We'll be back. Oh, no. He's getting this from various unions.
And also, you know, coming up at 8 o'clock, Dr. Doug McConnell is in the house. We just saw him walk by in his white coat. Oh, boy. We have a lot to cover here. Stay tuned, KCNR 1460.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you want to go to get away from it.
Hi, this is Doug with Goldleaf Nursery, and it's time for our annual Groundhog Day sale. Sale starts Groundhog Day, Thursday, February 2nd through Monday, February 6th. The sale will go on, rain or shine, shadow or no shadow. What a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box shrubs and trees. 25% off newly arrived roses. You know we have over 125 varieties of barefoot fruit trees, grapes, and berries. Buy one at regular price, get the second one 30% off. There is nothing like the taste and aroma of tree-ripened fruits. And every Saturday, 12 noon through February, we have a free pruning seminar. Sign up for a free heirloom fruit tree in our raffle, a real California treasure. Don't miss this 5-day Groundhog Day sale starting Thursday. Gold Leaf Nursery across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course on Churn Creek Road. For a map to Gold Leaf Nursery, look us up on the web, goldleafnursery.com.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
It's time for R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundino's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Hello,
folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. We are laughing. Let me tell you why. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Heard there's cows on the road. You guys have got it tuned on or tuned in or, you know.
We heard there's cows on the
freeway. Yeah, there's cows on the... And so we've been waiting for Val. She's here. I'm so excited. What are you doing?
Well, you know why I was late.
I'm helping.
You don't need to say move along here. We are.
I can't believe you guys are hitting each other with microphones and stuff this morning. I can't believe what I walked into.
Well, you
are radio brawl.
No, you definitely know that what we got going on here. We had a lot of stuff this morning.
Bob, are you going to be okay? Do you want me to be a witness for you? Are you going to file charges?
Max Arnold's on my speed dial.
This better not be some kind of where he goes down and says I have to pay for it.
It's all on camera. I just want you to know. It's all being broadcast on your website.
Valerie Ingmiller is our guest this morning.
Hi. And I was late because you wouldn't believe the traffic out there, all related to cows on the freeway, I guess. I could not get my kid to school.
Wow.
I mean, I had to drop her off two blocks away and said, I'm sorry, kid, you're on your own.
Okay, well, thanks for being here. I mean, you're always, I kept saying, what? So you're here, Valerie Ingmiller, of course. We all know and love that you have a show where you do classical. You cover the classical side on Jefferson Public Radio.
Yes, where I pronounce some very fancy foreign last names.
And I'm totally impressed with how you're a multitasker. You can talk to me. You can answer the phone. You can talk about what the in minor three. In the third minor,
yeah, but the only thing is, nobody knows if she's right or not.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know, the first week on the job, actually the first 2 weeks on the job, I went through our CD library and went through each of the 6,000 discs that were in there at the time and wrote down all the pronunciations of every name I didn't know.
Phonetically?
Yes, absolutely. I don't want to be wrong. I mean, I'm corrected every day. Fortunately, I have a lot of listeners who are expats who have come to this country from other places like Hungary and Austria and Denmark who are really helpful. If I get something wrong, they'll call me up and say, when you say Hummel, that means goat in German. Hummel means butterfly.
Oh, how beautiful.
Who knew until
what
someone
clued
me in?
What we learned today on KCNR.
And that's a beautiful Hummel that you've got on your...
I like it. Yes, because I don't want a goat. I maybe would wear a goat, but I'd rather wear a butterfly. I listen. Valerie, thank you so much. And, you know, with all the great shows that come through the Cascade Theater, which we know and love and are so proud.
Do people realize why I'm connected to the Cascade Theater?
Would you please share with us?
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize that Jefferson Public Radio actually owns and operates and restored the Cascade Theater. So that's why I'm the one who comes down here and talks about the cool stuff that's happening at the Cascade because we're putting it on.
And you introduce the shows, and many of you who go to the concerts and the shows, the beautiful blonde woman that comes out with a smile on her face, who introduces the show and is so articulate, is Valerie Ingmiller, and she is with us this morning because you have a few upcoming highlights.
We have a couple of great shows coming up this week, and then we'll be kind of cruising for a while till March when things really pick up again. So I'll come in again in a month or so. But yes, tomorrow night, actually, I won't be the one getting on stage. Daryl Campbell, Good Rockin' Daryl, one of our blues hosts, is going to be getting up on stage because a bunch of his good pals are coming to town, and there's some powerhouses. It's the Blues Harmonica Blowout tomorrow night with Mark Hummel.
Ooh.
Really, that is his name, Hummel.
Is that Hummel Goat or
Hummel
Butterfly?
Goat, as in goat. He's a proud goat.
Or as in Fabulous Figurines.
But Charlie Musselwhite will be here. Also, Curtis Salgado is going to be here. Billy Boy Arnold, Little Charlie of Little Charlie and the Nightcats. And so that's Thursday night. Starts at 7:30. It's going to be an awesome awesome rock and blues show, the Blues Festival of the Year here. And then on Saturday night, Judy Collins will be here. So I'll be there for that show.
Oh,
and that's going to be great. We're tickets are selling fast now. They're really picking up. So if you want to go to the show, please get your tickets now at cascadetheater.org or at the box office, 243-8877. Or you can go in person. It opens at 11 today.
Okay, so right here in Reading, we have the beautiful Judy Collins. And, of course, tomorrow night is the Blues Harmonica Festival. You brought in tickets.
I did.
So pay attention, those people who might be waiting in line because the cows are first until they get cleared out. You know, I think you might be able to make a call right now. 605. No, in fact, you can make a call right now. And the first caller will get receive two tickets to what show?
What show? Their choice. Judy Collins or the Blues Harmonica Blowout.
605-4567.
They've
started to call. Bob's going to take the first caller, and we'll take one more call. I know we got to go to break here. Terrible time to take calls. We're going to the other room.
That's all right. You're going to test his multitasking abilities.
Two tickets.
Two tickets to what show?
Two tickets to
Eden. Which show?
No, it's one for each. Whoever gets first choice, and, and then the second one gets what's left.
All right.
But they're both great shows.
They are great shows.
All right, so I'm making Bob work. We're making Bob. Thank you so much,
you
and
bet.
We'll make sure that we announce the winners.
Judy Collins Saturday,
and
the Blues guys tomorrow night.
Then we've got the Fray coming up on the 21st of February. That's totally sold out. I know.
My
daughter's absolutely
headbanging.
That's great.
And it's going to be they've got a brand new album. They're like the top band in the country right now.
Okay, when we come back after the news, we're going to have Dr. Doug McConnell and Karen Hoyt here, and we're going to be talking
health fair
and a few other things going on.
Great, and we'll announce the winners after our Fox News break. We'll be right back. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Go West. That's what the Republicans running for president are doing, mostly hitting Nevada for Saturday's caucuses, the day after Mitt Romney's big Florida win. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live in Tampa.
Dave, Mitt Romney says his 14 percentage point win over Newt Gingrich here in the Sunshine State was broad-based.
I was supported by conservatives, Tea Partiers, people across the various groups in our party.
Gingrich says he's looking ahead and will challenge Romney in every state.
I think what you'll see us try to do is offer people a clarification and really try to get him to stick to the facts.
Primaries and caucuses are coming up in Nevada, Colorado, Missouri, Minnesota, and Maine over the next week and a half. Dave?
Jennifer, President Obama's 2012 agenda includes yet another plan to try to help the housing market. He's about to unveil it in Falls Church, Virginia, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The president just arrived here at a local community center to propose additional help for homeowners who've been caught up in the recession. The heart of the program, an initiative to help some homeowners refinance and lower their payments or pay off principal. They'll have to meet certain requirements regarding the size of their loan, have a respectable credit score, and be current on their payments. The plan also includes a homeowner's bill of rights and a plan to turn foreclosed houses into rentals. It would be paid for, though, with a tax on banks, and that's likely to be a real tough sell in Congress. Dave?
Mike, a former trader at Credit Suisse, we surrendered to the FBI this morning. David Higgs faces charges he misled investors into buying risky mortgage securities. On Wall Street, after its best January in 14 years, the Dow is starting this month rallying up about 150 points. He put R&B on TV.
I'm Don Cornelius, and as always in parting, we wish you love, peace, and...
Don Cornelius was found dead this morning at his home outside Los Angeles. The LAPD says the 75-year-old shot himself. Cornelius started Soul Train in the early 70s, hosted it until 1993. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
There is a House hearing this hour probing deadly attacks on NATO troops in Afghanistan by Afghan soldiers. There was another such killing today.
The attack happened during a night watch on a base in Helmand province. The Afghan soldier, serving in the army for more than 2 years, telling investigators the shooting was an accident. NATO says they've detained the gunman but gave no other details. An Afghan soldier killed 4 French troops in January, prompting the French president to announce he was speeding up exit from the country. This string of attacks raising concerns about the relations between Afghan troops and their foreign allies. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
A group of Muslim men in Britain have pleaded guilty to plotting terror.
They scouted out targets including Big Ben, the London Stock Exchange, and how to kill American diplomats by attacking the US embassy in London. Now 9 men are pleading guilty, 4 to that plot, the others to related minor charges like downloading internet bomb instructions. The men are all British Muslims in their 20s. Prosecutors say they talked about repeating the Mumbai massacre, in which gunmen led a siege over several days. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
6 TSA workers are in trouble at the airport in Newark, New Jersey.
The Transportation Security Administration has confirmed it is pursuing disciplinary action against 6 baggage screeners, some of whom are suspected of sleeping on the job. The TSA citing the 6 employees at the Newark, New Jersey airport for allegedly failing to follow proper procedures. Another baggage screener is also facing disciplinary action from the same airport for failing to adequately check 2 bags that resulted in 2 planes worth of baggage needing to be rechecked. The union representing the workers says it cannot comment on the cases. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Chrysler keeps driving out of its bailout. Its sales in January up 44% over a year ago. Ford sales up 7%. GM, though, had a 6% sales decline last month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and calling about 8:05. It's February the 1st. We lost January someplace. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live with the chat pack at KCNR1460.com. Just listen to the show, then you can hop into the chat pack. And, of course, we are streaming video live now. You just go to livestream.com, plug in Free Fire Radio, and we will pop up, and you'll be able to see what goes on here in the studio. Linda's there waving.
Yeah, fill us in what's going on if you happen to have had the cow experience this morning.
Yeah, somebody said there's cows out in the freeway.
Well, Valerie said that it took her forever to get through. The traffic was really bad coming into Reading. She was trying to get her daughter to school. She had to drop her off 2 blocks.
Well, it's raining. It's raining too.
Well, so I know that there's been some collisions and so on and so forth. But the cow story is interesting. I'd love to hear about it.
You know, we always have different things going on during our day. Of course, today after we have our Wells Fargo update, we're bringing to our show Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. I wore my doctor coat because of the video. From
Shasta Regional Medical Center and our heart specialist.
He's the one that cracks the chest. And you've been on several times talking about just medicine and the impact that all these new laws have. But we're going to be talking Health Fest.
That is correct.
And we're talking about that today, but we'll also get into some other stuff. But before we do that, let's go to Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor, for our Market Minute.
Up or down?
What's happening,
Chris? Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the new trading month, and the markets are sharply higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 141 points at 12,773. The S&P 500 is adding 14 points at 1,326. While the NASDAQ Composite's up 28 points at 28.42. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 254 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 16 cents at 1979. Intel's up 26 cents at 26.68. Microsoft up 46 cents at 29.99, while Apple's up 37 cents at 456.70. Of local interest, Safeway down 18 cents at $21.80. Walmart's up 94 cents at $62.30, and AT&T's adding 40 cents at $29.81. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.83%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.23%. Oil's unchanged at $98.49 a barrel, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $9.30 an ounce at $17.46.49, while silver's up 71 cents at $33.84. This is Crystal Sondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks so much, Chris. Every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors with their Market Minute, and again in the afternoon. We also, they're located out on Park Marina Drive. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell in Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Looking forward to hearing what's...
talking their health fest.
Exactly. Yes. KCNR 1460.
Why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
All done. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:10 in the morning, February the 1st. Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567 is our phone number here. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have had that place since November 20th, 1985. Can you believe that? And their business just continues to grow because they believe in what they're doing and they believe in satisfaction for their customers. You need something sharpened, saws, knives, router bits, shapers, cutters, garden equipment, saw chains. They will even make bandsaw blades while you wait. Make them to order.
Tell me what a bandsaw blade is.
Okay. It's a circular piece of metal that's used to cut things. It's a band. It's a continuous saw.
Think of a long piece of ribbon with teeth.
Okay, got it. I've heard it before, and I just had to visualize what a bandsaw blade is.
We use them in the operating room all the time. No, that's not true.
I'm gullible, doctor. You know that.
Actually,
really? Is that what the is?
He comes out with stuff all over his glasses and everything because it looks like a bone saw, a meat saw.
I'm glad we are on video because that look on Linda's face was pretty classic. So,
well, you should have seen the look on my face. She said, "Well, describe a bandsaw blade to me." I'm like, I'm not sure I can do that.
Well, you had to use those. Never mind. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
We've got
Dr. Doug McConnell.
It was something very exciting. And we always love the fact that information empowers people.
Yes.
And you have a health fair coming up that's not going to be at the mall, that's at the hospital.
Correct. Shasta Regional does. I'm participating in it. In fact, it's one of the most fun days I have in the year. It's this will be the third one I've been able to participate in since I've been up here. And it's always this first Saturday in February. And previously, they've been at the mall. And the mall partners have always given us a lot of room to work with and we've done demonstrations. Last year, we actually did coronary bypass surgery on a cow's heart, videoed, so the crowd could actually see how you anastomose or connect a vein to the heart. And we have guest lecturers in other fields, and the mall arrangement was reasonable. But this year, Karen Hoyt and management at the hospital said, our real mission is to get screening done, and as well as the outreach and education. And every year our ability to do the screening has been somewhat limited by because we can only take some of our machines to look at carotid arteries or do the blood glucoses down to the mall. We have to transport because you have to leave the others at the hospital because the hospital is still working. So this year it was thought, let's turn the hospital into the education center and have the event right at the hospital. That way, when it comes to the important things we do in terms of screening for diseases, and we're in the world of prevention here and finding people with problems before they become disasters. Our ability to screen people quickly and more efficiently is much improved at the hospital because all the machines and all the technicians can be there. So I think to their credit, the management folks saw that people waiting 2 hours to getting their carotids screened last year, and this seemed crazy when we've got machines sitting in the hospital. So anyway, the team and committee of employees, nurses, management got together and thought, let's relocate it and let's turn the hospital into the learning center. So we have lectures, demonstrations of heart surgery, screening of carotids and cholesterol and cardiac ultrasounds and echoes and looking for diseases in the blood vessels, diabetes, your lung screening as well. All that can be done much more efficiently so people really won't be stuck in lines, frankly. I don't know anybody that ever wants to do that. So we're hoping to have a better experience, if that's correct. Plus, you're right in the hospital, and you get to see the actual facilities, and we have all our equipment available.
And if you find something really bad, you can just
take it
away. No, we don't.
It's brilliant, actually. And the question that came to my mind as you were going down the list, mm-hmm. when you say you can see heart surgery, mm-hmm. okay, are we going into a classroom and yes. watching a video, and then are you lecturing during the video? What does that look like?
Well, the other dimension here was that since this is about education, and we used to have a little seminar piece and area in the mall, which was a little noisy and hard to do. Here we actually have a classroom with built-in audio and video where we'll be able to demonstrate heart surgery. And what we have two things in terms of heart surgery. We actually have a mannequin with a heart in the chest and the real heart-lung machine attached to it, showing how blood flows in and out. It's not blood, it's red material, but we have a good demonstration of what the operating room looks like and how we open people and get to the heart and how the heart-lung machine is attached. So that's a sort of a dynamic but place. Then our good buddies in all this have been Kent's Meat in the past because they'd get us large hearts from cows, frankly.
Wow.
Just an isolated heart, not beating or anything else. But that allows us in real time to show people exactly how we open the arteries on a human heart and hook veins up. So that will actually be live, and I'll be stitching and talking.
So are people standing around the table, or do you have a camera coming down on it, and then they can see it as you're in action?
Potentially a little of both, but since it's a bigger room, there'll be good video feeds, and you can see on a screen exactly what's going on.
Wow, it's like taking a medical class. I mean,
it's often people ask me, patients say, well, exactly how do you connect that vein to that artery? What's done? And when we say stitch, that doesn't mean too much, but they can see the fine microscope that we use to do this. And so it's more of a demonstration. And that's just one of the demonstrations in that room. We have Dr. Kahn's going to be speaking and the cardiologist about living with your healthy heart and a couple other lectures.
We've had Dr. Kahn on several times.
Oh, yeah.
And every time Dr. Kahn comes on, he leaves us with this, with something that's so interesting that we talk about it for days, sometimes weeks
yes.
afterwards.
Sure.
His idea and what he says to keep yourself healthy so that we don't really have to see you right away.
Well, the purpose here is an educated community, and heading off preventing disasters is really saves everybody time and trouble, and particularly personal loss. So when we can pick up diseases like the diabetes or lung screening or high cholesterols that are way out of whack or even get people thinking about their own personal health, that's a great step forward for the community. And this is really part of the service that Shasta Regional feels is important. I mean, a hospital can wait and just treat people when they fall apart, or you can outreach and try to basically prevent things and educate people. And I think this is part of the mission of the hospital is education and community health. We have a lecture with Dr. Aikman and our diabetes experts, Lou and Joanne Tipton. She's a dietitian. Lou's a nurse. That's all they do is work with people who have newly diagnosed or have help in management of diabetes. Dr. Aikman's an endocrinologist, and Dr. Rabia, a neurologist, is going to be talking about stroke prevention. We'll be screening people for carotid arteries disease and preventing strokes. Every patient that we take to the operating room in my service gets screened for carotids, and I can't tell you how many of those people we find 60, 70, 80% obstructions in their neck. Whoa. Which is preventing during surgery. Now that we know that, we can take measures to prevent a stroke during heart surgery. It does no one any good to have their heart repaired and have a stroke. So we look assiduously for any evidence of possible disease within the artery supplying your brain. There's also Dr. Coronado will be there doing discussing other areas of vascular disease, including arterial and venous disease of the extremities as well as the heart. So we have a lineup of educational lectures. It's about preventing disasters, and, you know, we're all ahead for that. And the hospital's mission is to reach out and educate and help prevent. One of the things I enjoyed when I moved up here, a little sidebar, as Karen might say, is that the entire team of nurses, technicians, radiology techs. Everybody enjoys turning out, meeting the towns folks, and basically doing this on a long Saturday. So it's always been a big event. This time it's going to be a little easier because the equipment doesn't have to be moved down, but the employees and staff and management of the hospital actually look forward to this. We have a good time. I know my team on the heart team, Rob goes out to Kent's and gets the specimens we're going to use, and we set up the heart-lung machine, and we love showing people what we do. We're very proud of what we do, and the nurses enjoy it. We have simulators where the public can actually come in and look down the scopes that we put inside bodies to look at joints and look inside cavities, and the kids have a great time. It's almost like a video game. You can come down and look down this telescope. So it's fun. It's educational. It's about prevention. And it's an important part of the hospital's involvement with the community, and I enjoy it. The staff does.
Great. You know what? And the big thing is preventative, and it's free, and they can get there and see all this stuff being done. We got to take a quick break. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, he's talking about the Shasta Regional Medical Center's health fair. Is it health fair or health fest?
Health fest.
Health fest. And that's happening this Saturday.
At the hospital, not the mall.
Right.
This parking's free.
And the tests are free.
Correct, and we're even going to have a raffle for a coronary bypass.
No, that's not true.
Hey, that would be something.
Of course, we're going to use a bandsaw blade. Yeah. We're going to use a bandsaw blade to open you up.
A door prize for a new heart valve. No, that's not it.
And put that in your Christmas stocking.
You know what? You're just feisty today, aren't you, doctor?
Why not?
At this hour of the morning, wake people up and get better taste.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know how I can get him down in a second? Let's talk about Medi-Cal reimbursement.
Oh, no.
We'll be right back. Carl and DeBot.
That hurts.
Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come down and be part of the big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party, a Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 5th, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3 p.m. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings, free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens, $20 per person or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. Wind River offers their guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever at Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot. 8:25 in the morning on February the 1st. 48 degrees out there. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, and we were talking Health Fest, but let's move on to a couple other things, too. We'll get back to Health Fest. Sounds like Health Fest is just going to be a great time for people to go in there and get screened for so many different things.
Inside Shasta Regional Medical Center right. This Saturday.
Right.
That's right. What time does it start?
8 o'clock. And 8 o'clock 8 to 2 p.m. And
great.
We'll be looking at your heart,
from
your cholesterol,
2.
Your diabetes, if you have it, your lungs, your blood pressure, your heart rate and rhythm, and your ultrasounds of your neck vessels. And check out your lungs and body mass index, which I'll probably be found out. Probably the red light might go off if you and I get under that machine, Carol.
No, I've checked it.
You're good. Okay. Good. Well, then good. I'll use you as a model. I can show you. But anyway, it's a complete head-to-toe look at you, as well as good lectures and demonstrations and a lot of technology for kids and the family to look at.
Oh, good. I think that's good.
And great people to meet.
Absolutely. So just to change the subject a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Did I see something in the paper about a judge is keeping CalMed or
Medi-Cal
from dropping the rates 10%?
Well, there's been a push by the state for a lot of fiscal reasons, apparently, to yet again ratchet down the reimbursement on Medicaid in this state called Medi-Cal. I recognize that's a cooperative federal and state program for lower-income folks who still need access to health care. It affects both hospitals and doctors, or providers, as they claim. And there's been a push to drop those rates because the state's under pressure, so the Fed's pressure. I guess they're broke would be one of the terms, or at least near that. And so along comes a judge and says, well, that wouldn't be fair, and with an issue can say you can't do that. Now, I don't know if the judge prints money or how does he pay the bills, but not being in the legal world, it's one thing to just – maybe he's a legislator because you can pass a bill and somehow create magic
– money?
Magic economy. But so I don't know where this will end up. But for the moment, the state's going to either have to – since the state of California can't print money, they're going to have to shift funds from someplace to keep this reimbursement, which, by the way, is stunningly low already. So this is a 10% from a very reduced –
yeah, we
and I think driving this is the fact that everybody knows if you drop the rates, you're going to have fewer providers willing to take Medi-Cal patients, and thus access gets bad, particularly for the those using Medi-Cal. So that the intention.
And then those people go into the emergency rooms.
Yes, they do.
Just makes it worse.
Yes, and so the intention is fine, but underlying it all is that somebody's got to really step up to the bar and start talking about how do you fund all this and pay, and are we getting our good bang for our buck? Is there fraud and waste in the systems? The answer is absolutely. But it's just another chapter in the big book of
How do they do reform? How do they do fraud? I mean, what do they do? Just they chart who and well, who, and who is they? Who's making money illegally out of this?
Well, that would be hard. There have been definite let me go back. There definitely have been clinics and certain physicians in the past who have created fake or created mills where Medi-Cal, and I'm not talking about in Redding, I'm more familiar with Southern California, right, where you would run people through, crank up a bunch of bills, really not do much care, submit a big bill out of your clinic to the state, and then have checks sent to you. And the problem is that can go on.
So it was bogus treatment, essentially.
Absolutely,
is what
yeah,
it
that's
is.
Occurs. I mean, and so right. I have okay. to say that, and there have been physicians and cappers, as they say, people I've got who have been part of this. So couldn't tell you what percent of the fraud there is, but there's been, unfortunately, professional fraud. Then there's billing fraud that just comes up, actually fake doctors who are billing. So to put
fake doctors, so they
well,
they,
you create a doctor number, or you get a number, and you start right. pumping through bills and numbers. And this, remember, sort of ultimately is billing, it's forms being fed into a computer right, that right. then cuts checks.
I knew people that did that. I knew people that, you know, they did medical billing. Mm-hmm. And I always thought about that. You could put down anything you want, I thought. You know, it had to be, there must have been some kind of,
well,
isn't there some kind of a check and balance on it?
Well, okay, now we're getting to the fact of why Medi-Cal is so hard to deal with. Because to stop this, they then have created a number of administrative events that they think will work. Now, let's pick a number. I'll say 96%, 98% of all medical events have legitimate billing events. You know, maybe I'm high, maybe I'm low. But to stop the 2%, they put in administrative block or hurdles that affect 100% of all providers, me being one. And here's a good example. In Long Beach, I was the sort of senior surgeon doing a lot of the children's surgery. And that was a lot of sick kids with infections in their lungs and abscesses. Anyway, I moved my office two blocks years ago. Because I moved my office to a different address, Medi-Cal, part of their anti-fraud, when they get a new address with an old provider, because, you know, that might be a fraudulent, somebody's taken my number and they're now sending the checks to a new address, they blanket shut that down. I had to reapply. It's 128 pages. I never got a check for over 9 months while they processed my application for a two-block move, same zip code. But that was a rule. That's my point, is that the government bureaucracies will react to the threat of fraud with a blanket process that gums up the systems. And that's really why doctors don't want to participate in Medi-Cal. But that was correct. I received no payments. We initially, when we first moved, we knew that might happen, but we...
You didn't realize it was going to be 9 months.
No, we actually paid off our postman with Christmas gifts to keep delivering the checks from the old address. Don't forward them. Just bring them over to us. And they did. Otherwise, we would have had to reapply.
We have to run. We've got the news here. We've got the business news. But we'll be right back with Dr. Doug McConnell talking about our system and why people are opting out.
Asked question about whether he and Republican rival Newt Gingrich have been too critical of one another.
A competitive primary does not divide us, it prepares us, and we will win.
Romney finished 14% ahead of Gingrich. Polling yesterday of people who voted in Florida indicate he had widespread support.
Romney really won every single particulate demographic in the state of Florida except for one. That was the 33% of people identifying themselves as, quote, very conservative. That's the only demo that Gingrich actually won.
Fox's Phil Keating in Tampa. One former candidate has yet to throw her support to any of her former opponents.
I haven't yet made a decision about who I will endorse.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota. Gingrich got the support of Herman Cain and Rick Perry. Romney of John Huntsman. This is a Fox News alert.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hill of Chico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning, February the 1st. It's 48 degrees out there, and it's our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Go in there, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Catch up on all your magazine reading. Get in there and just enjoy yourself. It's a great place to get a haircut.
The back slapping place, right?
Beard trims.
They do great beard trims. And I saw one of them take out a weed whacker and fix all the hair on Bob's body.
Do they do ears and nose hairs?
Well, you know what they do.
Yeah, you got to tell them, do the ultra trim.
Do the ultra trim, that's it. And they get in there with that little buzz bomb into your ears. They use bandsaws they get from R&B Sharpening. When Bob comes in, they go to R&B Sharpening and get a bandsaw, and they go to work on Bob's hairy body. In fact, they've been known to to bring in an industrial strength vacuum cleaner. A wet dry vac to get all the hair out after Bob's been in there.
Linda, get him out of here.
I'm telling you.
Get him moving along.
Okay.
Next.
They also have discounts for veterans.
Yes, yeah, very good.
That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, we're talking Health Fest, but we're talking other things too. Just kind of changing the subject completely. Mm. High-speed rail.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know what? We're talking about needing money. Here is a high-speed rail, and this is what I ranted about yesterday. Brown's saying, look, it's Fed money the first year. It's Fed money. It's not our money. It's Fed money. And has he just like drawn a line between our tax money going to the government and our tax money going to the state? It's still our tax money.
Yes, and California is a state that I think is balance neutral, negative, meaning that we actually, on a basis based on various studies, contribute far more to the federal government than we get back in matching funds. And so we basically, the government, that's not true of other states, by the way. There are some states that receive far more back from the feds than they actually send off in the form of income taxes and corporate taxes. But I think California has always been on the short end of that deal. And my involvement with in Long Beach with the education system down there, it's very clear that the government dangles out matching grants and other forms of federal events, which change and create whole new policies and offices in education, certainly. And I'm sure the high-speed rail is the same thing. To my knowledge, the timetable right now is being constructed because the feds have a deadline for a subsidy or a matching grant or some sort of hunk of money that's being dangled out in front of the state that you have to show us planning and intent and serious engineering by this date, and you otherwise these funds disappear. So the state folks look at it like money that is going to go away that we need. But, of course, they may have to match it or pay for the engineering.
Yeah, the whole thing is stupid.
Well, it's geographically stupid because there's only one railroad between, I mean, literally road, and that's along the coast because the Tehachapi Mountains, I-5 does not have a railroad crossing it because of the major grade and the engineering required for tunnels. And the railroads have a physics problem. They can only climb a certain limited grade. That's why the only railroads out of the L.A. Basin are up along the I-15 to Vegas. And then the I-10, and then south and north right along the coast. So this whole thing is about, as you know today, to get to Reading by railroad, to my knowledge, you take a bus from Union Station in L.A. up and over the I-5 to Bakersfield and then get on the train. There used to be a coastal route that would take you up circuitously to San Luis Obispo and then up. But the point is, the high-speed rail has a right-of-way through the middle of Santa Barbara that's probably 20 feet wide. And the idea of running a train through there at 190 miles an hour, whatever they propose, right through Santa Barbara and Ventura, and then head up into the coastal mountains.
That doesn't seem like it's going to work, does it?
No, and the truth is that they need to be honest with the people. I think that's a problem in leadership here, is that people don't trust their leaders because they're getting lied to or misled. The high-speed rail is a boondoggle, I believe, and a nice dream. It may not fit California's geography because trains are just they're captive by the physics of a smooth rail.
Well, it's not only geography. It's the and we've got somebody in the line we'll go right to. But it's not only geography. It's the fact is, if you look at it, you take so many people riding it each year to make it a profit. Amtrak's not profit in many places in the United States because there's not enough people. The government has to subsidize it. If we don't have enough people riding this rail in on this high-speed rail, we're going to have to subsidize that. So it's not like we're going to make money. We're losing money. Let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Doctor. Good morning, Linda.
Yes. Morning.
Quick question. You know, I don't know the legal ramifications or the liabilities on something like this. However, I'm under the private insured demographic, I guess you would say, and I know that there's physicians that do and don't take my insurance. I don't understand or claim to understand the whole HMO, MMO type stuff. What I'm getting at is when I'm denied to be seen at this physician or that physician's office for my coverage, I don't go out and call people and attempt to sue for discrimination. Wouldn't it be possible then to have, since Medi-Cal being California's operative word, to have maybe a California ran, not by the government, but maybe by some of these docs and corpsmen and medical staff that are in our California National Guard, where these people could go and be seen? And I'll take any comments off the air. Thanks for doing what you guys do.
Thanks, Mike.
Sure. Well, you're both looking at me. I think.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, what he's saying is, look, if it's just Medi-Cal and they're not taking our insurance, then why, and if it is California, is why not then set up our, you know, set up the clinics out of, I think he said, out of National Guard or some of these other areas there to help people. Did you get that, or maybe it was something?
Well, like? I think we say, I think he's talking about the real issue in healthcare is access for people, and fairness so that we have facilities, and we do have guard corpsmen and so forth, but you have a limited number of physicians, nurses, and the facilities are really designed for troop screening and more primary stuff. The other part of what he was asking was how do you. If Medi-Cal, which is a state and federally funded program, remember they don't buy the doctors or own the doctors or their offices or staff. They're just basically trying to pay a bill. If they can't reimburse, but the other option is, you said, how do we create something? Well, you're not allowed to create an insurance company unless you go to the insurance commissioner. If you're trying to do that, you know, insurance means you collect money and then you do pay out later. So we do have facilities and people, but they're pretty stretched at this point and about to get more so, Mike. I, when he talks about not accepting the insurance, the truth is that's probably when he's denied, your insurance company may say the doctor is not one of our network doctors, in which case you can't go see him. That's one form of denial where your payer says, well, Dr. Jones isn't with our network, so you can't go see him. That's one. That's the other way where Dr. Jones won't take that reimbursement construct. Or the other one is the doctor say, I'm not seeing people in that program. It's too bad. Or Medi-Cal is so low, I don't see anybody. And I don't have a solution for that on the air. But he is talking about the major issue is, what about access? And
of course, yeah, people that have private insurance, which is not what Mike had. He says, I've got private insurance, but it's not taken by some doctors. And so where does that leave us? And well, they won't take Medi-Cal, so where does that leave us?
Well, the guy that sells you the insurance should be able to tell you who in town.
Just who you can
go
to.
And that's the problem. The insurance people are anxious to collect your money.
But well, got to take a break. Yeah, hold that thought. Yeah. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Dennis Cowan, Record Searchlight, and Florence Hunderford.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Huber from Estate Granite on Man's Search for the Ultimate Roaster.
The Ultimate Lucky Roaster. Have you been afraid to smoke your dinner? It's easier than you think. With my roaster, you can have your meat and eat it too in under an hour and a half. The most flavorful smoked meat, the ultimate way to cook your favorite. Hung on 304 stainless steel hooks with lots of room to do 4 tri-tips or 4 chickens or 4 your favorite rack of ribs with the best flavor possible. Have you heard of an ugly roaster? Well, this is not ugly. Made to order with your team's favorite colors for the ultimate backyard or tailgate experience. The fully polished barrel is my favorite for the hunter in mind. All finished with high temperature, lasting durability paint. And because we make each roaster from recycled metals, each one is unique. So call today for your personalized roaster, 241-STONE, 241-7866. And ask about our granite fire pit tables.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:46 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Right off in there and get your, well, I said just right off to Hilltop Drive and get your coffee from Espresso Joe's. Go into the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley give discounts to veterans, and they're great people. Been there for 30 years helping this community. What can I say about Tobacco and Brew except they are good people.
$3 on their monthly special for their coffees.
Right. Yeah.
We need to get in there and get our coffee beans. And There you go. All good stuff. Mm-hmm. Our guest this morning, of course, is Dr. Doug McConnell from Shasta Regional. We've been talking about the health fair that's going on this Saturday, but also we've been talking about medical issues. An email, a text message came in with our chat packers that was a question that was save it for on the air. It was a good one.
Yeah. Do you see the resurgence of free clinics?
Well, free clinics always have been addressing populations that have trouble with access. I remember in medical school, there were free clinics in Venice and areas, and they were staffed often by medical students and or other providers and nurses as a charitable construct. Free clinics were primarily screening in young populations for a variety of communicable diseases and other issues. I won't go into too many details. But so, yes, free clinics can be formed anytime, but they depend upon two things, physicians, nurses, technicians, and other people having free time and the charitable ability to donate their time and their expertise, which has been wrung out of healthcare to a certain extent, and the need. And so free clinics always can have a resurgence, but they're primary screening. You don't get free clinics doing orthopedic surgery. You still need to have joints and joint surgery. And so there's a mix. There's many levels of healthcare, but the free clinics can address access and initial screening of folks. But they've primarily been successful in areas of populated by young people. Venice comes to mind in Southern California and Haight-Ashbury and places in San Francisco. But they came and went as those crowds and those movements came and formed and disappeared by the 70s and so forth. But yes, I mean, free clinics are fine, but they do ultimately depend upon charitable
rely on money to open them up and keep them going in the free time of doctors
and the nurses and nurses. There are many people because when I was a medical student, it was pretty common for us to staff the Venice Free Clinic.
According to Barack President Obama, is that these physician's assistants and all this can take the place of can really help and take place of doctors, or that will help medical situation?
You and I both know in the military successfully pioneered a lot of that creation, particularly PAs and AIM assists and others. And the truth was for a lot of the low-level or front-level, entry-level, and even chronic clinics, they were quite successful. The problem is in the high-tech end of medicine, you're not going to have physician assistants and corpsmen doing neurosurgery or cardiac surgery or trauma surgery. None of those professions pick up a knife and enter a body cavity without a trained surgeon. And in my field, it's a minimum of 8 years after medical school plus another probably 8 to 9 years to get competent in what you're doing. So you're talking about a creation cycle that's about 12 to 16 years after medical school. And this idea of short circuit, yes, you can get a bunch of people with shingles and saying, we'll see you for your flu and this and that, which is important. But the real question, I think, challenging our system is where do you get the highly trained, the sort of the super specialist or specialist, the cardiologist, the people going to do a heart cath? I don't see that being rolled into sort of technical folks in the future. But we did unload a lot of healthcare from physicians like CAST changes and so forth onto appropriate technicians. And the military was a leader in that, I must say. I enjoyed training physician assistants in the Army, and they're good folks.
And they can pick up a lot of that work. But but anything they do always ends up being checked by a regular physician.
Well, the term physician assistant is directly work with the physician. And then there's nurse practitioners who actually have a separate licensure and actually are quite good at running their own practices in the focus field that they're in. But again, it has its limitations, and it's probably a long time before we think of having nurse practitioners are actually trying to do neurosurgery or ophthalmologic surgery and so forth. And that's really not their intent. What I'm getting at is that healthcare today does take a mix of all specialists and talents. The nurse practitioners have a big role in the future in the United States because they are quite good at what they do in their focus field, same as physician assistants.
Okay. We got to take a break. When we come back, we can get readdress the Health Fest.
Yes,
and
please.
What's going on with that and about the big doing Saturday at Shasta Regional.
And where's Karen?
Where's Karen?
Well, where's Karen?
I know. Everybody tuned in on that video and they wanted to see her, not me. I apologize.
But you've got, let's hold that. Let people wonder about this until we get back. Carl and Bot, Free Fire Radio.
I am not Karen.
Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train.
city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, and vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Well, Linda, how much time do you have? Oh. We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Well, I won't back down. No,
yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Currently 48 degrees here. We have a slight chance of showers today, 20%, with 59 degrees. Our temperatures are reaching. It'll be a beautiful day. Mostly clear this evening with lows around 38. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards, of course. We have Saturday music. There is going to be all kinds of things happening over the Valentine's Day weekend. We've got Chris Lauer. We have there's a wonderful violinist that's going to be out there. The evening of Valentine's will be chocolate and desserts and wine. Candice Lavolsi will be out there playing harp for brunch. So the whole weekend will be involved with great music. And of course, they are in February. Stephanie Foose will be out there for Fridays, and Chris Lauer will be out there the first two Saturdays. So you want to just check EnsalmoVineyards.com and find out what's happening up at the ranch. I think they've got a brand new bottle of wine as well that is going to be released in the month of February.
Great.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Doug McConnell with Shasta Regional, and we've been, gosh, we just about 4 minutes left here on our program, and we've been talking insurance. We've had calls coming in about why am I turned, you know, I get turned down, and where do I go, and how am I going to do this? And I know that at the break you were saying, well, we were talking about TRICARE.
Yes, and TRICARE is, I've always taken it and will continue to take it, being a veteran myself, but it comes down to reimbursement and access, and we as a country are going to have to deal with these issues. I don't think the Obamacare is a solution,
no,
but it's an attempt, and there are issues that we are
Big enough to fish, yeah. Health Fest.
Yes, sir.
That right before you leave here.
Yes.
And Karen Hoyt.
Karen's fine. She just had another, you know, administrative issue that had that came up, and she's a somewhat of a fireman. She runs around doing things. So she called me and said, can you
tell Karen that people have been asking about her and calling in? Where's Karen?
She is just fine. And basically, you know, I'm fairly loquacious, so she knew I could probably hold my own with you two here. I have fun. So,
do you know one of the best things I love about doctors?
Yes. No, what?
They use big words.
Oh.
Well, hopefully, yes.
Like loquacious and mayonnaise? I mean, it's like
yeah, how many M's in mayonnaise?
Okay. Well, that's maybe because you have all those Latin terms for simple things, you know, like lupus erythematosus, which just means wolf red face, but that's all right.
A wolf red face.
Well, yes, that systemic lupus erythematosus really.
Okay, wait, let's go back to Health Fest. This is something that I understand. Health Fest starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
8 o'clock.
It's going to be at the hospital.
At Shasta Regional, free parking. It is a free day, and believe me, you're going to.
Cholesterol, you can get your everything. Everything
checked. Starting at your head. We're going to look, do stroke screening for the vessels in your neck. We're going to work down to your lungs to see what your pulmonary function is like and whether you have underlying pulmonary disease. Take a good look at your heart with some echo studies, and we'll have lectures on your heart.
How many people can you get through here?
You know, that's a good question. We did a lot in the mall, but it's hard to take census. But we've got the whole hospital there, and we have the lobby set up. They have other venues. We have a lecture room where we're going to have lectures by myself, Dr. Coronado, Dr. Khan, Dr. Aikman and his nurses, and Dr. Rabib. And so we've got it all there. It's a whole functioning hospital, and we're going to take it over on Saturday. And I want people to come up for their own health, but also to meet what I consider some of the nicest and best healthcare professionals I've ever had the pleasure to work with. This Reading is blessed to have good professionals at Shasta Regional and at Mercy. But I mean, the medical community in this town, I think, is a great asset to the town in both institutions. But this is a chance to get out there, see what we do, to handle the instruments, take a look in our simulators for scope surgery, and learn something as well as be checked out head to toe. It's about education, prevention, particularly. You know, you can prevent one stroke out of this Saturday. You know, just one person.
Hours, one more time, Saturday.
8 to 2 p.m., Shasta Regional Medical Center.
It's going to be great.
It'll be fun.
Hey, thanks for coming in today, Doctor.
I love coming and love having you here.
It's our
pleasure. Well, I tell you what, why don't you come on out and take that advanced class and watch me operate?
I'm on to it. I've already talked to Ted Leidy, and may it is. I'm signed up.
Oh,
Let me show you how I open a chest up.
Now, tomorrow.
With a bandsaw.
Don't miss our shows the rest of this week. We have some great guests coming on.
We have Russ Maul coming on from the county. That's going to be an interesting show. He's going to explain what his division does there.
Good.
And all the housing and taking care of that.
And Karen's fine.
Great.
Good.
For all her money friends.
Just remember. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. Gonna stand my
ground. Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
The truth is, it's going to take more time than any of us would like for the housing market to fully recover from this crisis.
President Obama in Virginia unveiling his latest effort to help struggling homeowners. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Falls Church.
The president came to this community center to argue that the key to rescuing the middle class is fixing the housing market.
This housing crisis struck right at the heart of what it means to be middle class in America, our homes.
The president proposing a new plan to help struggling homeowners refinance. It would be available even to those without loans covered by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, so long as the homeowner meets certain criteria, like being current on their payments. But it would be paid for with a tax on banks. Now, that's something Democrats couldn't pass a few years ago when they controlled both houses of Congress. Lisa?
Mike, thanks.
The president's economic policies have failed to improve our economy. And in fact, they've made them worse.
But House Speaker John Boehner declining to say which Republican candidate he'd favor at this point.